Okay, we're getting into Mishnah on Tzadi Vav Aleph. The Mishnah here is going to describe the differences between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Dorot. The Gemara is going to keep quoting Psukim that relate to the Pesach Mitzrayim and show that there is a miut in each of these Psukim that precludes or excludes whatever practice was done in Pesach Mitzrayim from Pesach Dorot. The only problem is that it seems to be that there is a correlation between the two of them. So the Gemara is going to have to find a balance between the miutim that are there and the fact that they seem to be the same, or should be the same. So that's going to be the gist of the Gemara after we read the Mishnah. Ma ben Pesach Mitzrayim de Pesach Dorot. Pesach Mitzrayim mekho be'asur. First of all, Pesach Mitzrayim was taken on the 10th. V'ta'on ha'za'ah be'gudat ezov. And requires ha'za'ah with the hyssop. V'ala mashkov v'ashtei mitzuzot. And the placement of the blood on the lintel and the two doorposts. V'nechal b'chipazon. Has to be eaten in a hurry. V'layla echad. One night, which the Gemara discussed what that means, one night. Pesach Dorot no'e kol shiva. As opposed to Pesach Dorot, which is all seven. Question is, what are you contrasting over here? One night versus seven. Obviously, it's not the carbon Pesach itself. So that the Gemara will discuss. Menalon, how do we know this? Dichtiv, dabru al kol adat b'nei Yisrael le'mor, basor lachodesh hazeh v'yichu. So again, here the word Gemara looks at the word hazeh as being a miut. Zeh mechho basor, v'ein Pesach dorot mechho basor. This is required to be taken on the 10th of the month, not Pesach dorot. Ela mi'ato v'ya lechem ne'mishmeret adabar sayom lachodesh hazeh, that you have to watch it until the 14th. So that is the requirement that you check it for the 4 days prior to Pesach to make sure that the korban doesn't have a mum in it. Hachanami zeh to'un bikur dal yamim kodem shchita v'ein acher to'un bikur dal yamim. So only this required that check of 4 days. Nothing else requires the check of 4 days. Is that really true? V'atanyo. Bagbagomer, minayin l'tamid sheto'un bikur dal yamim. How do you know that the tamid requires a 4 day check before kodem shchita? Shne'amar tishmiru lakriv li b'mo'ado. So here the pasuk uses the term shmira with regards to the korban tamid. Olahalan huomer vayalachem l'mishmeret adar barasar, and uses the word shmira by Pesach Mitzrayim. So just like by Pesach Mitzrayim, there's the requirement of the 4 days. So too, by the Korban Tamid, from this quote-unquote Gzeirah Shava, or connection between the word Mishmeret, you also require a 4 day Bikur of checking beforehand. So this preclusion, or this Miut, is not really functioning like a Miut. So the Mala Halanton Bikur Dal Yamim Kodem Shchita, just like by Pesach, it requires that 4 day check. Afkan, by the Korban Tamid, Ton Bikur Dal Yamim Kodem Shchita. Where it says, Shani Hotam Dichtib Tishmiru. It's different over there because you have the Mila Tishmiru, which is bringing you that Gzeirah Shava. Where it says, Pesach Dorot Nami, active, by Pesach Dorot, and this is what really throws the monkey wrench and everything, which is, Vavarata et avoda hazot b'chodesh hazeh, that you will do this avoda, this practice, during this month. Shehei, kol avodot chodesh zeh, kazeh, that all the practices of this month will be similar, which indicates that Pesach Dorot, this should be the same as Pesach Mitzrayim. So here we have the problem. We have one pasuk indicating that they're going to be the same, and we have other individual pasukim, which the Gemara is going to go through one at a time, saying that it's true by here, and there's a miut, a word that's a miut in the pasuk that indicates that maybe it's not that way, or it's only that way for Pesach Mitzrayim. Ela ha'azeh limute Pesach Sheni dichvatei. This hazeh comes to exclude Pesach Sheni from Bikur Dalid Yamim. So Pesach Sheni, because it's similar to Pesach Mitzrayim. Pesach Mitzrayim was for only one night, and that was it. So too, Pesach Sheni is the same type of setup as you have in Pesach Mitzrayim, and therefore the miut relates to Pesach Sheni. Now, what you have here now is a situation in which you excluded the need to take it on the 10th from Pesach Dorot, but you left in place the necessity to check it for 4 days. So by definition, if you're going to check it for 4 days, you have to take it on the 10th. So what does that mean? So Rashi and Tosafot speak a little bit about this. Rashi says that the fact that it eliminates it from taking it on the 10th, and you have to do the checking for 4 days, he says, im lo yifrishu mi ba'asor. If they didn't take it on the 10th, yivaker shnai mushloshat tlayim. He'll check two or three of them, mi ba'asor, ubashat shkita yikach echad mehem, and then one of them he'll take on that day. So you don't have a requirement to specify the korban ha-pesach on the 10th. You can have a corral of animals that are potential korban ha-pesach, and you only have to designate which one it is when you get to the 14th. So that'll be the difference. The checking of the 4 days will still be necessary, but the requirement to designate it as a Korban Pesach on the 10th will not be necessary. And that'll be the difference between taking on the 10th versus checking for 4 days. In Pesach Mitzrayim, they were required to take it on the 10th and check it for 4 days. Correct. The taking on the 10th precludes or excludes the case of Pesach Dorot, so that you don't have a requirement. Though, for Pesach Sheni, where it says you don't have a requirement of checking for 4 days, And as Rashi says, certainly you're not going to have a requirement to take it on the 10th. If you're not checking it for 4 days, why would you take it on the 10th? It doesn't make sense. So there, by Pesach Sheni, both things would be excluded. Both taking it on the 10th plus taking 4 days in advance. In addition, if you don't have to take it on the 10th on Pesach Rishon, why would you have to take it on the 10th in Pesach Sheni? So Pesach Sheni will have neither requirement, whereas Pesach Rishon will have the requirement of Bikur Dal Yamin, but not the requirement of taking it on the 10th. Elamiato, Dichtiv Achlu Et Basar Balayla Hazeh. So again, the word Hazeh, they're using as a miyut. Hachanami Dezeh Nechal Balayla Ven Acher Nechal Balayla. The indication is that Pesach Mitzrayim is eaten at night, not Pesach Dorot. My assumption here, when they say eaten at night, it doesn't mean eaten the next morning. It means prior to that. I mean, the Korban Pesach is brought on the 14th in the afternoon. So you only eat it at night on the 15th. So here, when they say you have to eat it on the night of the 15th, that's by Pesach Mitzrayim. Pesach Dorot. So there, maybe you would think you could start eating it prior to nightfall. So that would be the assumption. Amakra, Varvatai, Ta'avodah. So again, we bring the pasuk that connects between all the dinim of Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Dorot, says that you do have to eat it at night. El hazeh lamali. So then, what do I do with this hazeh that's bachulat to basar b'layla hazeh? This mute. The Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah of Rabbi Akiva. We use that for Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, who darshin, we'll say later on, each one of them their own din. One of them that Karban Pesach only goes until Chatzot because of hazeh layla hazeh layla hazeh. There is a requirement to end by Chatzot by midnight, and then Rabbi Akiva has to give an alternative drush over there because he doesn't believe that that's the case. El miato dichtiv v'chol arel lo yochal bo. Says, no arel, no uncircumcised individual may participate in the Korban Pesach bo. Achanami, de bo ain't ochel of a Pesach dorot. You could eat from it. Amakra, vavata. Again, the Gemara brings the Pesach vavata. It says, no, that all the dinim are the same. Arel may not partake. Then, elabo, lomali. Bo ain't ochel of a ochel b'mid matzah umaror. So that only exclusion here is from the Korban Pesach. Matzah umaror, he is allowed to participate in, even though he can't eat the Korban HaPesach. Elamiato, don't we have the additional pasuk, which is called ben nechar lo yochal bo, which is any foreigner, ben nechar means she nitnakru ma'asav l'shamayim, someone who is not on board in terms of his religious beliefs in God. He is not a believer, we'll call it. So, hakanami debo en ochel, only in Pesach Mitzrayim he's precluded, aval ochel hu b'Pesach Dorot, if he wants to join in Pesach Dorot, that's fine. Amakra, vavata. Again, the connection between the two, which says, yes, he is precluded or excluded from Pesach Dorot. Ela bo lomali. So then what do I need? Ko ben echar lo yuchal bo. Bo hamarat dat poselet. Ben hamarat dat poselet bechuma. Hamarat dat is a problem in terms of Korban HaPesach because of the status of Korban HaPesach as being something that's fundamental to Jewish belief, the start of the nation of Klal Yisrael. And so we view Korban HaPesach in a unique or special light because of that. We know that both from the perspective that Korban Echar is excluded from Korban HaPesach, we also know the fact that you have Pesach Sheni to make up for Korban HaPesach. It's such a fundamental Korban. It has a Chiyuv Karet associated. It's the only mitzvah to say with the Chiyuv Karet, like Milo. So we're talking about a mitzvah that's fundamental to the dat in terms of the Korban HaPesach. And therefore, someone who's hamarat dat, or someone who's nitnaker masav l'shamayim, he cannot participate in the Korban HaPesach. They're mutually exclusive. As opposed to truma, when we're talking about a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, but it's not such a fundamental mitzvah. And therefore, he could participate in that mitzvah. He's not excluded from that mitzvah. Torah has to write both of them to be excluded, both an arel, uncircumcised, as well as ben nechar. Dikat avrachman arel mishum demais. Something that is disgusting, in the sense that the Torah views Arel in a very negative light. Now here, it might not be his fault that he has an Arel, because his brothers passed away, he couldn't do a milah. But nevertheless, the Torah's view of Arel is something ma'us, and that's what's preventing him from participating in the Korban HaPesach. Well, ben echar lo ma'is. Ben echar, the problem isn't the physical feature, rather, it's the problem of his belief, the way that he's, his thought process. Same below. So over there, maybe he could be included. Tzricha. Problem is that he doesn't act like a Jew. He participates in the Korban Pesach without really believing in Hashem or in the Korban Pesach. Arel could be an Erlich Yid. It's just a problem that he has a physical issue which he can't do the Milah. Maybe he should not be excluded. Therefore we have both of them. Both dinim independently to teach us that both of them are problems in terms of Korban Pesach. Now, this Gemara here, I'll read it. It doesn't make so much sense. Rashi takes it out of the Girsa. Just so you know, Rashi eliminates entirely. Tosafot in Yevamot, think Dav Ayin Vav, keeps the Girsa in the Gemara. All right, so me'ala mi'ato toshav v'sachir lo yochal bo. Toshav v'sachir lo yochal bo. What are you going to do with the bo of toshav v'sachir lo yochal bo? Achinami, the bo hu eno ochel, aval ochel hu bepesach dorot. Amarkrav avata, again, that the din is the same. Ela bo l'amali. So what do I need the bo for? Bo amarat dat posel, bin amarat dat posel, bit truma. So you have two problems here. First of all, we just had this limud from amarat dat. Why do you need it again? Number two, toshav v'sachir are Jews, are full-fledged Jews, believing Jews. Toshav v'sachir is just a question about whether his din is an Eved Ivri that's there for 7 years, or Eved Ivri that's there till the Yovel. So when we're talking about Toshav and Sachir, these aren't people that you have a problem with Hamarat Adat with. So because that Rashi eliminates it from the Girsa and says it doesn't belong here at all. Again, does suppose the Yavamo tries to defend the Girsa. El Miato, Miato To as Yochol Bo. What are you going to do with that? The Bo in Uchel Aval Uchel Pesach Dorot. So there you would think that if someone doesn't have a Mila, they're excluded from Pesach Mitzrayim, but not Pesach Dorot. Again, the same idea that there is a connection, and therefore the din should be the same. Ela bo lomali, what's the preclusion or exclusion for? Bo, milad zechara v'avadav me'akevet. Ve'im milad zechara v'avadav me'akevet b'truma. That your children, as well as your avadim, your male avadim, that require brit milah, if they don't have a brit milah, it prevents you from participating in the Korban HaPesach. Not them, them for sure, but you also cannot participate in the Korban HaPesach. That exclusion is only true by Korban HaPesach, it's not true by Truma. El me'ata dichtiv etzim lo yishbiru bo. Hachanami dava bo enu shuvera va shuvera Pesach dorot. That's only required by Pesach Mitzrayim. Again, amakrava vata. Yes, that is the case that they are the same, and you can't say that. Ela bo lomale. Bo b'kasher v'lo pasul, as we saw in the Masechta, that etzim lo tishberu bo only applies to a kosher Korban HaPesach, not to a pasul Korban HaPesach. There's no problem of etzim lo tishberu bo when the Korban pasul. El mi'ata dichtiv al tuchlu mimenu na. So mimenu is another miyut. So mimenu i'ata uchel avata uchel na b'pesach dorot. Again, the requirement of na. So amar krav avata. Again, they have the same din. Ela mimenu lamali. To Rabba Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, that we use for din of Rabba Bar Yitzchak, which we saw earlier by Perek Arel, Nemar Mimenu B'Pesach, and it says Nemar Mimenu B'Maser Sheni. And so it's just like by Pesach, Arel is problematic. So too, by Maser, Arel is problematic. So he has a Gzer Shev of Mimenu Mimenu for Arel. So that's why he needs the Mimenu, it's extraneous, and that's why he leaves it out. It happens to be, that's what Rashi says about Toshav Zachir. The Gemara learns that Toshav Zachir, lo yochobo, is completely extraneous. And we use it for, it's mufne, like Zereshava. And that's why he says he doesn't understand the Gemara's question. Right, they eat from the Korban Pesach because they're complete Jews. And there's no reason for them not to participate. So Gemara says it's a completely extraneous pasuk. And that's why Rashi has a problem with them saying, oh, what about the word bo there? The word bo is not the only extraneous word. The entire pasuk itself is problematic. The entire thing is extraneous. And therefore, he doesn't think the drasha should be a part of this picture. Right now, b'nechal b'chipa zon, the Mishnah said, minolan. How do you know that doesn't apply to Pesach Dorot? Amar Rav, ochaltem oto b'chipa zon. Oto nechal b'chipa zon, v'en acher nechal b'chipa zon. Only this has a requirement of chipa zon, nothing else has a requirement of chipa zon. Gemara is going to continue on. I'll just note it here. Tosafot also notes it. Here, the Gemara all of a sudden has a miyot and says, okay, the miyot applies. What about v'avaratat avodah zeh? That's what they do with every other miyot. They came and overrode it and said, no, we have avaratat. Here, the Gemara doesn't do that. It's interesting. Tosu leaves it tzarchiyun. It's just strange that the Gemara just did a whole series of these, right? And over here, they said, no, it doesn't apply. Now, obviously, the Gemara, the chipazon was relevant to Pesach Mitzrayim. Maybe not relevant to Pesach Doe wrote. That might have been what drove them not to do it over here by Chipazon, saying that was something very unique to Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim, although, as Shaul points out, and it's a fair point, is that here by Pesach Doe wrote, we still have a requirement to Okilu Hu Yatzam in Mitzrayim. If that's the case, then Chipazon might be relevant. Just here, I'll note also by Pesach Sheni, it's also very interesting. There's a question that arises with the Pesach Sheni. We saw this in yesterday's daf as well, which is Pesach Sheni is supposed to be like Pesach Rishon. Is there a requirement for Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim by Pesach Sheni? So that might relate to the source for Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim with regards to whether it's connected to the day or is it connected to the Korban, the Pesach itself. Tzfat Emet brings down a machloka between the Rambam and the Maharal as to the source for the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. You could have one of two interpretations. You could say that it relates to the day, and therefore only on the anniversary of the Mitzrayim do you have Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Pesach Sheni makes up the Korban, but it's not the anniversary of the Mitzrayim, therefore there's no requirement of Sipur Yitzia Mitzrayim. On the other hand, related to the Korban of Pesach, the Sipur is corrected to the Korban, because the Korban is the prop for the story. And so with the prop, you have the story, and therefore in Pesach Sheni, you would also have a requirement of Tzipor Yetzei Mitzrayim. So the Sfat Emet brings that as a difference between the Rambam and possibly the Maharal in their sourcing of Tzipor Yetziat Mitzrayim. Alright, now the Gemara continues. So Pesach Dorot Nohei Kol Shiva. Amai Akai. What's that going on about 7 days? Ilema Pesach. You're talking about the Korban of Pesach. Pesach Kol Shiva Mi'ika. Even the Dorot, Pesach doesn't last 7 days. You don't have a Korban of Pesach for 7 days. Pesach's on the first night, just like it was in Pesach Mitzrayim. Ella, what does it must be? Ala Chametz. Michlal, the Pesach Mitzrayim, Laila Echad Vetulo. That indicates that Pesach Mitzrayim was only at night and no more. The Isra Chametz for us is 7 days. And Mitzrayim was only that night. Vatanya, Rabbi Yosef Galil Omer, Minan the Pesach Mitzrayim, She'in Chimuson Oheg, Elo Yom Echad. How do we know that the Isra Chametz in Mitzrayim only applied for 1 day? Tamaloma lo ye achel Chametz. You may not eat chametz. The samichlei in the pasuk continues, or reparsing the pasuk. They're really not connected, but since they're adjacent, so the Gemara puts them together and says, lo yechel chametz hayom. So you may not eat chametz today. So if that's the case, you couldn't eat both that night and the next day. There was nisur chametz, not just at night. So elachim kamar. This is, I have to read the Mishnah in this way. Laila echad vu'ad in the Pesach Dorot. That when it comes to the one night, that's true by Pesach Dorot as well. That's the Korban of Pesach. The Korban Pesach is on that night. On that night in Mitzrayim, on that night, le Dorot. Vichy Mutzo. Regards to chametz, it's kol ayom with regards to Mitzrayim. Upesach Dorot, Norei Kol Shiva. And then Pesach Dorot is all 7 days. So that's how they reparse the Mishnah to have it as actually two separate issues. One is that what was only at night in Mitzrayim is Korban Pesach, and that's true, le Dorot. What was during the day, a night and day in Pesach Mitzrayim, which was Isur Chametz, applies to all 7 days, le Dorot. The obvious question comes up here. It's a broader question. If there was an Isur Chametz on the day that they left Mitzrayim, then why does the Torah and Sefer Dvarim give the reason for, the reason that they had Matzah and not Chametz is because they didn't have enough time for it to be Machmitz. That's not the case. There was an Isur Chametz. So what do you mean that the problem was that they were in a rush? Even if they weren't in a rush, they weren't going to have any chametz. So the Ramban over there, it says, it gives an independent reason, which says that had it not been for the fact that they were b'chipazon, they would also have had an Isur chametz. The chipazon explains why they also only took out dough and why the dough didn't rise. I mean, that there's two different reasons. Right, so it's the story. That's exactly what happened. In Reb Chaim and many in the Brisker Torah talk about two different types of matzah, of leaving Mitzrayim, meaning the matzah that is the result of being Isur Chametz, and the matzah which is the result of the Chipazon of leaving Mitzrayim. There are others that suggest that the Isur Chametz in Mitzrayim was only an Isur Achidah, and not an Isur of ownership. So therefore, the fact that they only had matzah because they rushed out was a result of rushing, not because they could have owned Chametz. They just couldn't eat Chametz. So that's another possible answer that's given. It separates between the achila and the ownership. But everybody tries to deal with this issue, which is that if there's an Isur Chametz, then why is the reason given of Chipazon? So you have to, again, separate between the two somehow. All right, next Mishnah. I'm Rabbi Yeshua. Shemati shetmurat Pesach kreva utmurat Pesach eni kreva. Tmura is when a person takes a Kodesh animal and tries to transfer the Kedusha onto the Chulin. We know the din is who? Utmurato ya Kodesh. He's both unsuccessful and successful. He's successful at transferring the Kedusha, but not removing it from the first animal. And therefore he ends up with two animals that are Kodesh. That's called a Tmura. So Rabbi Yeshua says, I have a Sora. Tmurat Pesach goes on the Mizbeach, and Tmurat Pesach doesn't go on the Mizbeach. We only the Farish. I don't know what the situation is. I'm Rabbi Akiva, Ani Afarish. I'll try to give you the explanation. Pesach, Shenimtza Kodem Shechita Da Pesach. If he had a Pesach that got lost, and then he has another Pesach that he takes out to replace it, then prior to the Zman Shechita the Pesach, or prior to him shechting the Pesach, he finds the original one. Then, Yireh Achi Stev, the one that he uses is a Korban Pesach. The alternate, or the one that he does not use, is what we call Dichui B'Yadayim. He pushed it up. It could have been a Korban Pesach, and the fact that you decided not to use it as a Korban Pesach, as if you pushed it out, and it can no longer go on the Mizbeach. Given that scenario, the one that is left over cannot go on the Mizbeach, and it goes out to graze. So it gets a mom sold, and the money is used to purchase a shlamim.
Is there any reason for the Mishnah's language like that? Like, I don't know which is which?
Rabbi Akiva is an interesting individual. Rabbi Akiva, many times, you'll see, will argue Misvara in the Mishnah, versus a lot of other people argue through Misora. So Rabbi Akiva's Misora was a little more difficult. Obviously, he had Rebbeim, and he did learn. He had a certain amount of Misora. But you'll find many times in Mishnah, that Rabbi Kiva will take a position that is based on Svara. Some will say, I saw this in the Mikdash. And Rabbi Kiva will say, it just can't be, because Misvara, I can tell you that's not the case. The strength of Rabbi Akiva, that he was an Okir Harim in that way. It's an interesting idea here, that Rabbi Yeshua presents a Misvara, and Rabbi Kiva Misvara tries to create or rick out what he had by Misvara. So it's an interesting combination of Mesorah and Svarah being put together. But the Mesorah leads him into a position where he can meet Svarah and say, look, this is the difference between them. So I think that's why it's presented in this manner. So you have these two Pesachim. One of them is made into a Korban Pesach. The other one is now a leftover. It may not be Radish Shlamim. You have to put it out to graze. Zimacher, sold. And then the money is used to purchase a Shlamim. V'chein Tmurato. If this Pesach that was pushed off, you go ahead and say, I want to transfer that Kedusha to another Chulin animal. The Tmura has the same din as the Pesach that was Nitcheit, that was pushed out. If you find the lost Pesach after you've already brought the Pesach, Karev Shlamim, it itself can go on the Mizvech Shlamim because it wasn't present at the time that the Pesach could have been brought. Therefore, it was not Dichli B'Yadayim. Not Dichli B'Yadayim, it becomes a Motar HaPesach. A Motar HaPesach is Shlamim. V'chein Tmurato. And the derivative, if you try to transfer that Kedusha to something else, it will attain the same Kedusha as the original, which is a Shlamim. All right, so now the Gemara is going to ask the obvious question, which is, based on Rabbi Kiva's case, Tmura is not really relevant. The same din applies to a Pesach as it does to a Tmura. You don't need to have a Tmura to be the difference. Pesach has that same difference in it. The core Karban Pesach that you have as a leftover, depending when it's found, if it's a Motor Pesach before the Pesach is brought, it becomes Nidcheit. If it's a Motor Pesach after the Pesach was already brought, then it's not Nidcheit, it's a Shlamim. V'leima Pesach Karev, Pesach Enu Karev. That's the easy way to just say that. Where it says, HaKamashman Deika Tmura Pesach Delo Kareva. So it comes to teach you there's a Tmura that doesn't go on the Mizbeach. You would have thought that every Tmura automatically becomes a Shlamim because it really can't be a Pesach. So how could you say there's Dichlo B'Yadayim about a Tmura to Pesach? Tmura to Pesach was never Ra'ui to be a Korban HaPesach. So since it wasn't Ra'ui to be a Korban HaPesach, therefore you would think it's always a Shlamim from the start. It never attains the status of Pesach to worry about Dichlo. It's Shlamim from the moment you make it into a Tmura. The answer is no. That because of the Nidcheit, now it could be Dichlo for two reasons. The Gemara will mention one of them. Rashi seems to indicate because it could have been a Pesach, and therefore it gets nitcheit, it gets knocked off with the Shechita of the Pesach. The Shechita of the Pesach knocks off both the extra Pesach and the Tmurat HaPesach. So that's the way Rashi learns it. Tosafot says, I'm not so sure that that's the way it's working. The Gemara later on says that because it came from Kedushat Nitcheit, the source of Kedusha for the Tmura comes from an animal that is going to be Dichui B'Yadayim. So if the Tmura can attain a higher status than the animal itself that it's sourced from. So if the sourced animal is nitcheit, then the animal that you create from it can only be nitcheit. It can't be something greater than the source of kedusha. Itmar, Rabba Mar, kodem shchita lachar shchita. What is the threshold for determining dichui? Is shchita ta pesach shaninu. Rabbi Zera Amar, kodem chatzot lachar chatzot shaninu. The threshold for determining dichui is before chatzot or after chatzot. Zman shchita, basically. The Rabbi Zera Aktani kodem shchita ta pesach. Our Mishnah says shchita. Says Ema Kodem Zman Shchita Da Pesach. When it means Shchita Shchita Pesach, doesn't mean literally the Shchita. It means the Zman Shchita Da Pesach. Kitanei Pesach Shnimtza Kodem Shchita Yireh. Lacha Shchita Yikarif. If it's found before the Shchita Da Pesach, then it goes out to graze because it's Dichli B'Yadayim. After the Shchita Yikarif. If it's found after Shchita Yikarif, then it's put on the Mizbeach. Right. So again, in that case where you have the two animals, the one that you brought as a replacement will be brought as a Korban HaPesach most likely. The one that you found, then you have to do something with the one that you found. So that one either goes to the Mizbeach, or is going to end up going to graze, and then end up on the Mizbeach. That depends if it's found before or after Shkita.
You don't have the requirement of having designated it 4 days before.
You know, somebody had a business in Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
That had animals in their
pen. So
they must have had.
You get it the last minute. So here we see that Chatzot being the threshold of when it's found, rather than Shchita, it's the Machloket Tanaim. So since same as the Machloket Amoraim, we have a Machloket Tanaim that matches that Machloket Amoraim. Achar Shpich Shchita, the Pesach Yavi Shlamim. Amar Rava. Lo Shana Lo Shinimtza Achar Shchita. That's only if you found it after Shchita. Ve'imir Bo Achar Shchita. You found it after Shchita, and you did the Tmura after Shchita. Lo Nimtza Kodem Shchita, if you found it before Shchita. Ve'imir Bo Achar Shchita. And then you do the Tmura after Shchita. Tmurato Mikoach Dusha Dukhuya Ka'ato. Doesn't matter. It still has the same status as finding it before Shchita and doing it before Shchita because the animal that is the source for your Kedusha is an animal that cannot go on the Mizbeach. So again, the Tmura that you're creating can't be greater than the source animal. Velo karva. And it's not put on the Mizbeach. Eit ve'abai, is that really true? Im kesev. So im kesev is a pasuk that's found by Shlamim, which is im minatzon karbano. And then the Torah says im kesev and im eiz. So that's by a korban Shlamim. So the Gemara says that Im Kesev is extraneous because one of two possibilities. One is that it already said im minatzon, and it says im eis. So obviously the only other alternative to an eis by tzon is a kesef. So that's why it's extraneous. Or Rashi says the word im is extraneous. You don't need the word im. It could just say kesef. So why do you have the word im? So man tam alomer im kesef. So what's the point of that? The rabot tmurata pesach achara pesach. Shekirva shlamim. That tmurata pesach after pesach goes as a shlamim. That's a motara pesach, which itself is a shlamim. So too it's tmurah as a shlamim. So hechidami, what's the case? Ilei mashinimtza achar shchita, fer meru achar shchita. If you found it after shchita, and you did the tmurah after shchita, which is what I just described, motara pesach, which is a shlamim, and you do that, pshita. I don't need you to tell me that in a pasuk. That's obvious. So lama likra. What do I need a pasuk for? El alav shenimtza kodem shchita, was found before shchita. Ve'emir bo achar shchita, and he did the tmurah after shchita, and that would be against what we just saw from Rava. Or Rabo. Lo, the olam shenimtza achar shchita v'emir bo achar shchita. He found it after shchita and he did tamura after shchita. V'kra asmachta ba'alma. The Kra is just an asmachta. We really don't need the pasuk for that. It's not teaching us that din. Ela kra l'mayato. All right, if that's not the real reason for the pasuk, then what is the real reason for the pasuk? It's extraneous still. What are we going to do with it? Kedetanya, kesev. Rabota de pesach la'aliyah. It comes to include the pesach for aliyah. This is the difference between kesev and eis. When you bring a kesev as a Korban, the tail fats go on the mizbeach, as opposed to an eis where the tail fats do not go on the mizbeach. So Kesev tells you that same din applies to Pesach. By Korban a Pesach, right, you bring a Kesev, you have to take off the tail fats and put on mizbeach. You bring an eis, you do not have to do that. That was back in the Gemara back on Daf Dalet when he told him to take from the tail. Tosafot over asked there, what do you mean? It depends which tail you're taking from. It depends if you're taking from a Kesev or an eis. By an eis, the tail was eaten. By the kesev, the eis went on the mizbeach. So he says, ala ro, people brought their carbon pesach from a kesev, so that's why it was a good siman. Back on Daf Dalet. Shomer, im kesev. So when it says im kesev, there are both pesach shavrashnato. Pesach that aged out. That it's over the age of one, because you can only bring a lamb or a kid in its first year. You can't bring it beyond that. If it ages out, it becomes a shlamim. Shlamim abaim achmat pesach, the chol mitzvah shlamim. And shlamim that come because of the pesach have a din of shlamim. So what? Shetun smicha. They require smicha like a shlamim, nisachim like a shlamim, tnufa chazeh v'shok, the matnot kuhuna, are all required. That last line, shlamim habayim machmat ha-pesach. What are shlamim habayim machmat ha-pesach? Rashi gives two explanations for this. One is, motar pesach on tmurato, u-pesach shenitapru ba'alav. It's a case of motar pesach that we made into a tmura, or a pesach whose balim already had a pesach, used the pesach, and now they have this left over. So that's one possibility of what the shlamim habayim machmat ha-pesach is. Lashon acher, habayim machmat pesach chagigat abasar. This is a din of chagigat abasar. The chagigat abasar has a full din like a regular shlamim. She says, bezu shamati, that's why she says, that's what I heard. Bekach kibel rabbi, and that's what my rebbe also heard. So Rashi says, even though that doesn't sound as the simplest explanation, nevertheless, he thinks that may be the right answer here that we're talking about chagigat Yud Dalid. Alright, then the Gemara continues and says, Uksho Mer Vim Eis. Then what Vim Eis? Hivsika Inyan. It tells you that we're talking about a new din now. The Midal Eis, Shein Taun Aliyah. That teaches you that the Eis doesn't have that same requirement. The Kesef, which has a requirement of Aliyah, since the Torah specified Im Eis separately, why did it write the Parsha again? It wrote the Parsha again and doesn't mention Aliyah. That's to teach you that Aliyah does not apply to Eis, but does apply to Kesef. And that's the reason that you could have put them together. You could have said Im Kesef Im Eis. And then read in the whole parsha. Why did the Torah separate them? To tell you that the din's different. By kesef, there's a requirement of the tail fats. By eis, there is no requirement of the tail fats. Ikid the matni law ratio. Some say the statement of Rav or Rabba was on the beginning of the Mishnah. Pesach shenimtza kodem shchita da pesach. Yire ad shiistaev. Bimacher veviv edemav shlamim. V'chein tmurato. If it's found beforehand, there's dikul b'yadayim. Then the extra requirement of pesach plus the tmura will be sold. Meaning you go out to graze, get a mom sold, and then used for shlamim. That's only true if you found it and it did the tmura before shkita. He finds it before shkita and only does the tmura after shkita. It's the exact opposite of what he said before. It's a tzad gula. That will go on the mizbeach. My taima. Shkita only affects things that are around. That's the extra carbon of Pesach now. The tmura doesn't exist yet. So you can't have a dichoy by shkita if the animal's not there. And therefore, lo kava. Therefore, it doesn't impact it. And their tmura will be okay as a shlamim, and it doesn't have dichoy. Now, obviously, he doesn't agree with what we said before, that even though it's deriving from a pesach that is nitcheit, nevertheless, it's going to have a higher form of kdusha. The tmura will end up on the mizbeach, but the pesach itself will not end up on the mizbeach. So he obviously does not subscribe to that logic. Pesach shlamim. Yochol after pesach kein. That's a continuation of the Braita. You would think, if a Pesach beforehand, Tamalomar, who karev ain't tumrat a Pesach kareva? It goes on the Mizbech, the Pesach itself, but not the tumrat a Pesach. Hey, dummy, what's the case? Ilema shenimtza kodem shchita, he found it before shchita. Ve mirbo kodem shchita, and he did tumrat before shchita, pshita. That doesn't go on the Mizbech. There, first of all, you're deriving from something that has a ketusha that's going to be nidchet. And number two is, it's dichoy biyadayim, you're going to have the shchita at Pesach while the tumura is there. So that's obviously dichoy. So lama likra, what do I need a pasuk for? El alav, shenimtza kodem shchita, v'yemribo achar shchita. Must be a case where he found it before shchita and he did tumura after shchita. And nevertheless, what do we say? It still is sold and not used as a korban, as a shlamim. Tiyufta derovor, tiyufta derabo, tiyufta. That's a very strong question against him. Now, even though before we said it was a smachta ba'alma, here in Tosafot says we can't use that answer. He says, Hashal Shach Nishnui the Kras Machta Ba'alma, Kedushan El, Dim Kain Krala Mayata. Because then in the end, what's the Pasuk for? You need the Pasuk to be for something, right? So obviously it's got to be talking about something here. And what's it talking about? And if you're talking about Lifnea Pesach, you don't have all the options that we had before. The options before we had Achara Pesach, you have all these other shlamim that are derivatives of the Pesach. If you're talking about prior to the Pesach over here, you can't say, there's nothing else to include except this case. And therefore you can't say it's a smachta, and that would be a problem to this shita of Rava or Rabo, that if it was found before the shchita, and then only made into a tumura afterwards, that he thinks it's a pure shlamim. No, the Braita says opposite that. The Braita says that also requires to be sold, like the first lashon of Rava, like the first lashon of Rava, which says that in that scenario, you would have a din of having to sell it and bring it with the proceeds to a shlamim. Correct. The tiyufta is on the second lashon. If you go back to the first lashon, you don't have a problem. Okay, we'll stop over here.